Barack Obama's campaign slogan was, "Change you can believe in." Now that he's been elected president and backed by formidable majorities in both houses of Congress, an organization working for single-payer health care wants the incoming administration to prove that change is not just a campaign slogan. Kelly Ramirez reports.
Physicians for a National Health Care Program, PNHP, is a membership organization of over 15,000 physicians supporting a single-payer national health insurance program. Some people would argue that, with the national economy in recession and unemployment on the rise, now is not the time for the government to start another expensive program. But Dr. Don McCann, Senior Health Policy Fellow at PNHP, thinks single-payer health care would help the economy.
A single-payer national health program would slow the rate of health care inflation. Everyone would have the health care that they need and would help with our national budget in the future. So we can't afford to not do it.
Obama is promising to push employers to cover more Americans as part of his health care proposal. It would require larger companies to provide insurance to employees or contribute to the cost of a national plan, while giving small businesses a tax credit to entice them to offer coverage to their workers. But it is basically the same employer-based private insurance approach this country has had since World War II. McCann doesn't think Obama's plan will work.
It fragments the financing of health care, extremely inefficient, very costly, highly inequitable, and just perpetuates the problems that everyone has in affording health care.
But McCann thinks Obama may be amenable to a new approach.
President-elect Obama has in the past said that if we were starting from scratch, a single-payer system would be a much more rational way of organizing health care financing. The only reason that he has supported a model built on the current system is political feasibility.
Physicians for a National Health Care Program notes that at least five additional supporters of single-payer health reform were elected to Congress this November. PNHP is trying to help with the political feasibility issue by organizing healthcare professionals and the general public to support the U.S. National Health Insurance Act, H.R. 676, which will be introduced into Congress by Representative John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan. In California, SB 480 will be introduced by State Senator Mark Leno. Dr. Hank Abron, a Berkeley physician, is a member of the California chapter of PNHP.
We would like physicians and other healthcare workers to contact California Physicians Alliance. And our website is www.pnhp.org. That stands for Physicians for a National Health Program. We're the California chapter, and they can go down the left side of the website, and under state organizations, they'll be able to link to the California website. And for lay people in the grassroots movement, they can go to the website of www.onecarenow.org, onecarenow.org. In the state of California, we will be working for passage for the third time on SB 840, nonprofit universal health insurance, very comprehensive benefits covering everybody in the state of California from birth to death. And there will be demonstrations in Sacramento, probably starting in January.
For the KPFA News, I'm Kelly Ramirez.